Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the second day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Shkolim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalad. Paroiches, Shenitmeis Bivlat HaTuma. A paroiches that became Tomei by coming into contact with Vlad HaTuma. Vlad HaTuma means any level of Tuma that's below an Ava Tuma. For example, they touched liquids that were Tomei by coming into contact with the dead sheretz. So the sheretz is an avatuma, the liquids become a rishon, and a paroiches became Tomei by coming into contact with that liquid which was a rishon l'tuma. Now, min ha-Torah, a rishon l'tuma cannot pass on any tuma whatsoever, but min rabbanon it can. Why did the Rabbanon make that gezeira? The Rabbanon did that because there are some liquids which are metame min ha-Torah, such as the liquid of a zov or a zova. Let's say the saliva of a zov will be metame min ha-Torah because the saliva of a zov is min ha-Torah, is an avatuma, and that has the capacity to metame a man or keli min ha-Torah. So the rabbis said we're going to make a gezeira for all liquids that will be can that are able to be metame men or keli. So here we have a parochas, became tamu within the vlata tuma. It's tamu mirabonon. Where do we toivel it? Matbili noisom bifnim, says the Mishnah. We can toivel that parochas in a mikveh that was inside the azar. And we are not obligated to take it out of the azar. Why? Because it's minatora, not tamu anyway. It's a lighter form of tuma. It's mirabonon tuma. Umachnisin oisa miad, and not only that, but right after toveling it, we can bring it back to its place. We can bring it back after the tefillah. Why? Because since the tumah is omen drabonon, we don't not required to wait for the sun to set. Normally, something that's tummy, you have to wait for the sun to set, and then the next day they can use it, or they can use it after the harav shemesh. But here, because the whole tumah is mirabonon, they did not require waiting for the sun to set. However, continues the Mishnah, as shenitmes ba'ava tuma, but if a paroiches became tame by being into contact with an avatuma, for example, it got touched by a dead sheretz or a nevela. Dead sheretz or a nevela is min ha-Torah, it's an avatuma. And that will make the paroiches tame, not mirabonon, but min ha-Torah tame. Then, matbilinoisa bachutz, we tovel it outside the Azara. Why? Because since the tumah of it is min ha-Torah, it's osur to leave it in the mikdash. It's a stricter form of tumah. We have to take it out immediately and tovel it outside the Azara. V'shoitchin oisa b'chel. And afterwards it would be spread out, dry, would be put out in the chel. The chel is an area between the soireg, it's a small fence, and the wall of the azara, of the Ezos Noshim, of the women's gallery. And they'd leave it there until Harav Shemesh, until the sun would set. V'im hoysa chadosha, if it happened to be a new curtain, and we'll see next Mishnah that they used to make new curtains every year. If it was a new curtain, then that became Tomei and now was being hung out after mikveh. Shoitchin oisa al gag ha'itztaba. They would spread it out on the roof of the porch. There was a porch in the Temple Mount in the Har HaBayis, and its roof could be seen for far away, and therefore they would put it on that roof. Kedei sheyiru ha'omes melachta Shina, so that the people would be able to gaze upon the beauty of this new parochas that was brought it or that was contributed by the voluntary gifts of the people. Mishnah, as we talked in the previous Mishnah about the parochas, we started to describe it. Now the Mishnah continues to describe the parochas, how it was made. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Bishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of the vice Kohen Gadol, Paroiches Avio Tefach. The Paroiches has a thickness of one Tefach. Val Shivim Ushtaim Nimin Nereges. And it was woven on 72 threads. Some have the gear, so not Nimin threads, but Nirin. Nirin refers to the threads that are wound around the rods in a weaving machine. So there would be 72 Nirin, according to that chart. Val kol nima v'nima esrim v'arba chodin. And each of these 72 threads in turn was made up of 24 filaments. Why 24? Because there were four species. There was blue wool, purple wool, crimson wool, and linen. And each one of them was kofel shisha, was six ply. So six ply of wool, six ply of purple wool, of blue wool, of crimson wool, and linen gives altogether 24 ply. And that was in each of the each of the 72 threads. Orka arboi mama v'rochba aser mama. How tall was the pareches? It was 40 amas tall and 20 amas wide to match the measurements of the opening to the great hall, the ulam, which was also 40 amas high and 20 amas wide. Umishmoinim ushtei riboy nases, and it was made out of 82 times 10,000 or 820,000. It was made of. Now, what does that mean? Some say that 820,000 was the number of threads in this massive work of the Baruchas. Others say 820,000 refers to the amount of coins, how much kesef was required to spend for this. And still others, another explanation, not uvishmoinim shtanim riboy, not 820,000, but 82 ribois. Ribois means young girls. They would take young girls to weave it, girls who had not yet become tamei because of their nidus, and they would dafka use the young girls to make these parochas. Ushtamois in b'chol shana. They would make two of these new parochas every year. Rambam writes, actually, that the two parochas here we're talking about is to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ushlosh meis kohenim matbil naisa. And there were 300 kohenim that were involved in toiling it in the mikvah. It was so heavy that they needed that amount of kohenim to be able to toivel it. The Bar Tanur brings down that they used to toivel every new parochas because Kalim Hanigmarim, if you have a new Kalim that had just been finished, even though it was done in a state of Tara, purity, they always needed Tvila. This is extra precaution for the Beis HaMikdash. Also, the Gemara brings down that this, although our Mishnah mentions this large amount, 300 kohenim, when we required to lower it down in the mikveh, in fact, it's an exaggeration. It wasn't that quantity, wasn't that number of kohenim that were required at all. But it was there was a large amount.